the middle of an industrial zone in Long Island City, Queens, a shop carries a very delicate stock, ballet pointe shoes. Freed of London is the focus of this week's Niche Market, WNYC's series on specialty stores.
The support is very, very important. I mean, you know, without the shoes, you can't dance on point, period.
That's Marie Johansson, a former soloist at the American Ballet Theatre, who now heads the custom point shoe department at Freed, a company that's based in the UK. Each Freed point shoe is handmade by a cobbler who has a unique style of forming the block at the top of the shoe. Brenda Neville is a professional fitter who helps dancers identify the cobbler whose style best matches their foot.
You don't want to have any slippage, meaning when you're going from flat up to point, you don't want to feel that you're sliding or sinking in the shoe whatsoever.
The cobblers stamp the shoe soles with a specific symbol or letter. Former ballet dancer Amanda Sugino wore Freed shoes for years and had her favorite cobblers.
Crown, triangle, Q, J, which I don't think even exists anymore. I wore J for a while.
The shoes take weeks to produce, cost $94 a pair, and dancers put them through so much that they need new ones after just 1 or 2 weeks. Neville says the one time dancers don't want to be thinking about the shoes is when they're on the stage.
And you don't want your shoe to distract you from your dancing. So I think the sign of a really good shoe is one that you almost can just forget about.
For photos of Freed of London point shoes and to suggest your own niche market, go to WNYC.org.